What was the creative process for the new album, Feeling You, the 60s?
That's interesting because it all started, like, when I do my shows, I like to, instead of playing, I used to put, like, cuts from album, you know, album cuts in there, and I noticed that, you know, some of the audience was getting it, but others kind of weren't, and I just wasn't feeling the energy from it. So I decided to, like, take out all of those personal cuts and things and put in stuff that was more familiar to audiences, which would be already songs that had already been hits or recorded, like from the 60s or 70s or 80s or whatever it is. And so I started doing, the first song I did was Love the One You're With. And then I did True Colors. And then I did You Are So Beautiful. And then I decided to do this version of I Hear a Symphony, and I kind of slowed it down and turned it into kind of a ballad. And I just started seeing the reaction from the crowd was very favorable. And then I started doing Stand By Me and Bring It On Home to Me. And so when I started making this album, the album is really a two-part series, and it was going to be originally a one-part series, or two, almost a two-disc set, but all original material, and with those three cover versions in there. And so the more I kept listening to the album, I kept thinking, why don't I just, you know, cut 14 more songs and do it as 60s, and then, you know, a 60s album, and then an original album. So that's kind of what happened. And so then I began the process of recording the other 14 songs.